it over here.
Yeah, that goes to Gary.
Yeah, it was pretty out here yesterday, but I was wildly unprepared. I didn't look at the weather report, so I got on my bike, got halfway down the block, and I was like, you know, I should have put on a coat. So I didn't have a coat all day yesterday.
Yeah, it was a little chilly.
Our contractor is on.
I was in and out of meetings all day, and it was just in was okay, out was a little bit rough.
Stuck on 17.
And actually, I did bring my top coat, but it was too much.
Yeah. You know, so. Well, it's that time of year. You know, you wear a coat in the morning, and then you got to carry it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 70 this afternoon.
Yeah, and then 60 again on Saturday.
Yeah, of course. It's all right. I'm not going to complain, because soon it's going to be 95.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if 95
would be 60. Hopefully
I will call to order the March 24, 2015 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. I'd like to welcome everyone here. The first order of business on our agenda is approval of the February 24, 2015 board meeting minutes. And those were previously disseminated to the board. If there's no discussion, I'll hear a motion.
Motion.
Motion to what?
To approve.
Thank you.
We just asked for a motion.
I can't tell you what type of motion to make.
There we go. We would act.
We all need each other.
Not in this crazy method of voting. I would have voted by voice without any problem.
Okay.
All right, Ms. You got approved. We want to change the agenda slightly, and our old business will be handled at the end of our meeting. Now the first order of business will be 217 Grimble Point Road. The petitioner is requesting a 6-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot requirement. And we'll hear from staff at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The property at 217 Grimble Point Road, the petitioner is requesting a 6-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot requirement. The purpose of this request is related to the proposed construction of an addition onto this residence. The property is within a one-family residential zoning classification on Idaho, and it's approximately 6/10 of an acre in size, and it's a triangular in shape. The property is bounded by both the Roach Avenue, which you see here, and Grimble Point Road. The property is addressed. You can see the existing house on site here in the area of the proposed addition in this location. The proposed addition is approximately 415 square feet and would leave a 19 feet of separation between the property line and the closest area of encroachment. And this aerial photograph, this is LaRoche Avenue to the south of the house, and on the rear here you can see the area of the proposed encroachment and the proposed addition. This is a photograph from LaRoche Avenue. And one thing that's of interest in the photo, it's difficult to tell, but this is actually a 6-foot fence there's a pretty substantial grade change between the road. There's a drainage feature here, and so the height of the fence is a little obscured in this photograph, but it is a 6 foot tall fence. This is another picture along the road that we're looking at where the proposed encroachment would be.
From neighbors?
No, we did not have any correspondence from neighbors. We do have a neighbor here today who is in support, but other than that, we did follow the standard notice procedures. The property was posted, and we haven't had any correspondence from other neighbors. Any other questions, staff?
The house essentially faces Grimble Point Road?
Yes, sir. The front of the house was, yeah. No more questions. We'll hear from the petitioner.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Not going to make us listen to anyone.
Okay. Entertain a motion at this time.
Move is approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
We'll move in a second. Move. Requesting an 8 foot marsh buffer setback variance from the 35 foot requirement.
I think it's 37 gray heron retreat.
Yeah, the property address is actually 37. It's 37 gray heron retreat for retreat. Same request, though. And we'll hear from staff this time.
What two addresses on here for?
The. At 37 Gray Heron Retreat, the petitioner is requesting an 8 foot marsh buffer setback variance from the 35 foot requirement. This property is an undeveloped lot located at that address within the Landings Plan Unit Development. This is an aerial image that shows the subject property, which is here. And actually, this tax map shows the configuration of the lot a little better. Property is located in the bold section. In February of this year, a jurisdictional determination was completed to establish the location of the marshland. And on this sketch, which I'm making a little larger now in front of me, you can see the location of the 35-foot setback. The marsh line does bisect the property in this location. The blue dotted line represents the approximate location of the marsh buffer on this survey, and the petitioner is proposing to construct a new residence on this lot. I did have a conversation as early as yesterday with county engineering regarding this, and I'm going to have Mr. Kirkland make a few comments, but essentially staff, based on the location of the marsh buffer line and really the sort of inability other than the obvious opportunity to build a smaller house, it makes it very difficult to build on this lot based on the location of the marsh line. Staff, in review of this, found that the petitioner probably did the best job that they could to put a house as close to the middle of the lot as possible without encroaching on the marsh buffer to the greatest degree. Based on the shape of the lot and the location of the marsh line, we are recommending approval of the request of the encroachment. And if I could, at this time, maybe before we go into the petitioner's presentation, I have Mr. Kirkland come up and make a few comments, because county engineering is not recommending the marsh buffer setback variance. But there's a few other points I think you might have made.
Can I ask a question of you, Marcus, before? Have we had any correspondence with TLA and as it pertains to this? Have they approved it at the Architectural Review Committee?
Well, we have not received that yet, and the petitioner may be here prepared to talk about that today, but that would be a part of this process.
And this is part of the PUD?
It is, yes, sir.
Mr. Marcus, do you know when the lot was approved?
I'm sorry?
When the lot itself was approved as a building lot?
No, I do not.
Good morning. I made a site visit yesterday and determined that there is rested vegetation in approximately located in the red highlighted area on this display. The State Erosion and Sedimentation Control Act requires a 25-foot undisturbed buffer measured horizontally from the location of rested vegetation. So in this case, the point of rested vegetation is slightly seaward of the jurisdictional determination, so that means that the measurement is 25 feet from this line, and again, this location is approximate. I did mark the line with pin flags, so a surveyor could locate more accurately. But I doubt very seriously that they will be encroaching in the state waters buffer. It's our policy to deny any variance to make sure that we have a chance to talk about the things we would expect if a variance is granted. In this case, basically all we're looking at is make sure that there's no direct stormwater discharges into waters of the state. So as long as they can stay out of the state waters buffer, again, that's the 25-foot buffer, and I'll show you exhibit here. It might be a little more appropriate. This is a general exhibit, and what we have is a case like this where you've got the county riparian buffer extends like this, and the state buffer is right in here. So you've got a slight overlap of the buffers, but the county buffer is more restrictive in this case. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Is there another place on this lot that this could go without?
I think the way they've got it laid out fits best with the county riparian buffer. I think moving the house further into the county riparian buffer to stay away from the state waters buffer doesn't make sense. And I think, again, without having it surveyed, it looks like they're not in the state waters buffer. And I'm sure that they could probably do some tweaking to stay out of that state waters buffer if it became an issue.
We don't see any driveways, anything like that.
That's true. Now, yeah, you're right.
We have stormwater from the driveways going into the marsh, possibly.
Depends on, you know, the surface used and how wide the driveway is. But again, our department's concern basically is, you know, and there are ways to mitigate stormwater runoff before it hits the marsh. And they've got plenty of room here. We'd be happy to work with and make recommendations.
Other questions for Kirk? Thanks, Joe. Hear from the petitioner this time?
Good morning.
Good morning. Have you signed in?
No. Good morning, I'm Clay Branson. I'm the designer for Mrs. Weaver.
Sorry, raise your
right hand. Do you swear that the testimony you'll present this morning will be the truth?
I do.
I guess if all three of you are going to testify or make statements, I'll swear you all in now, so avoid doing it later. You'll both state your names as well, and then I'll swear about that. I'll do it at the same time, though.
Man. Kelly Weaver.
Edwin C. Jones, Jr.
And do you swear the testimony you'll present this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
As far as the 25-foot state buffer, I would be happy to have that superimposed over the new our site plan to show that we will be outside of that, if that helps with the determination. As you said, the 25-foot buffer is slightly outside of the 35 starting point, so at our most encroachment is 8 feet, so we should be well within the 25-foot buffer. We could have that shown on the site plan. As far as the driveway, we were planning a pervious paver and obviously drainage swales to have any runoff sent to the storm drains.
Has this already been before the TLA, the architectural review?
No.
Excuse me. No, we thought the logical first step would be to come to you.
Can I interject? But we have been in contact.
Come to the microphone, please.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so we have been in contact with the Land Association and their the ARB administrator. They are going to defer to you guys. They want to defer to the county as well as NPC. To let you guys know, I mean, most lots within the landings are just solely the 25-foot setback that have been developed. That most of the landings were grandfathered in. We're not even really sure how this got involved with the 35-foot versus this, you know, again, in most of the communities we build, it's just the 25-foot setback. So we're not really 100% sure at what time this lot was transferred from 25-foot to 35-foot, which actually made the footprint smaller by 10 feet on both sides. So. The landings, they said they would defer to you guys. They would grant whatever NPC as well as the Chatham County approved. Okay. We couldn't take much to them until we got past this step, obviously, because they want to see exteriors and things of that nature. So we really were, kind of, our hands were kind of tied until we got past this step, in our opinion.
Any other
comments from petitioners?
Mrs. Weaver and I spent a ton of time. We tried to get this footprint as small as possible. Garages are below the home. We've done everything we can to keep this footprint as small as possible from encroaching the government territories. And obviously, I am a licensed contractor. I'm licensed. I do have my sir, I missed your name, but in the county. Mm-hmm. But I'm licensed with our BMPs as well, management practices. We will use those to the fullest of our abilities on that property. Working with you guys as well as the land use, which requires the double silt fencing and everything. The gravel of the streets and everything we can to keep those any kind of erosion from going into the state properties.
Right. Can I add something here? Just make sure that you. Just make sure that you delineate the state waters buffer, because you can't do anything in there until after construction is complete.
Yes, sir.
Then you can do your landscaping, and that means no parking, no stockpiling, no nothing. And we initiate the enforcement actions on those, but it would go to the state level, and you're talking about serious fines. So
been there before,
right? So we've had cases before where a variance was granted for the riparian buffer, and the property owner was able to work with that variance without needing to go to the state to get a variance, because that's 6 months minimum and extremely expensive and no guarantees. So we'll be happy to work with you when you get ready to start construction to make sure you have that buffer appropriately delineated with a physical barrier is what I recommend, so that it's obvious where the buffer is. And because I guarantee you, as soon as you start building, if you don't have a physical barrier, your contractors are going to park in there, and that's a violation right there. So, but we'll be happy to work with you and get you squared away. And there were only two areas where I observed rested vegetation. The rest of the lot, I didn't see anything. And I marked it with pin flags. I believe you got the letter yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. I guess my, engineering's only question is, how would you route the driveway in? It looks like you'd be better off going to the south side of the house instead of trying to squeeze between the two buffers, or the house and the buffer, on the north side. Is this oriented north? No, I'm sorry. On the east side as opposed to the west side of the house.
That's our plan.
Okay.
Where in this design are the garages? I heard Mr. John say underneath, but approach from which side?
It would be the southeastern side.
Can you point on the bottom or the top?
Yeah, the bottom.
Okay.
Pressing the red button.
Oh, the bottom is in order.
They will come in on this side.
Is that
the bottom not the middle? Oh, this is the drive up here.
Which
one is the survey turn?
It's got a weird orientation.
Jeff, is that the side you were saying they should come in?
Yes.
Okay. I'm good.
Yeah, there's a north is
almost to the upper
that
right
way.
Hand corner.
Okay.
This way it points. You don't see it on boxes.
Any other questions of the petitioner? Any other comments from the petitioner? Is anyone here from the public to speak on this matter?
I move that we approve the 8-foot setback.
Second.
Opposed? Tilted your way. No, you tilted back.
Well, it is still 2-3-1. Good luck to you all.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you.
I need to be excused for another meeting. Do you have anything else for me?
Thank you for your input.
Thank you. Yep, see you next time.
Thank you, guys.
The next matter on our agenda is Three Brand Away. Petitioner is requesting a front yard setback variance. And I'll skip the rest as we're pretty familiar with this matter. I think our third time now, sir.
Yes, sir.
We'll get to it.
Mr. Chairman, we're back before you with the petitioner's request at Three Brand Away for a front yard setback encroachment. As you know, the petitioner's in the process of constructing a garage on the front of the house at Three Brand Away. This first came to our attention based on a zoning violation and question as to some of the actions of inspection staff and information that was given to Ms. Johnson. It got sort of to the point we're at today. This is a revised sketch you're looking at with the assistance of Mr. Seebeck's office to establish what the board's concern was at our last meeting, the true and accurate representation of what was on site. We believe this represents that. As it was explained to me as Mr. Seebeck went on site, the existing carport, which is currently not attached, if approved, would have to be attached. That would be one thing, because detached garages are not allowed within front yards. Also, the setback at this location is a 30-foot setback, and the current encroachment, as you can see, would require a 23-foot setback variance. However, in conversations with the petitioner, they're here today to discuss a decrease in what currently exists on the site in terms of cutting back the existing carport to a different length that they're going to present to you today. In terms of our recommendation from a staff standpoint, based on what we have in front of us now, we're still recommending denial. However, considering the board's position during the last meeting, I think the petitioner's presentation at this time will probably determine how we'll move forward.
Any questions of staff at this time?
Have you seen the changes?
No, I have not.
Have we had any other correspondence about this since the last meeting?
No, sir.
So they've had 3 months to make comments?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Signs been posted all that time?
Yes, sir. We'll hear from the petitioner at this time. Anyone who wants to speak, please. Already signed them in. Johnson speaking, and what's your name, sir?
My name is Dontre Wallace.
All right, so you'll both raise your right hands. You swear that the testimony you'll present this morning will be the truth?
I will.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, when I had got the information from Ms. Johnson, and I also spoke with Mr. Seebeck. What we are proposing to do is just reduce the size of the carport from 26 to 16 feet. which will make that 10-foot reduction what it is presently on site. Basically, the width of it was remain the same, so it will make it a 16 by 21, and reduction of from 10 foot. And I think when I'm not actually sure, Mr. Seebeck, but when I went out there to confirm the measurement from the existing carport to the end of, I guess, to where Brando Way curve starts, it was actually 26 some feet.
But that's not the right of way.
Right.
You got to go basically 30 from the center of the road.
Right. Okay, but if you reduce the actual size of the carport by 10 foot, that would be, you know, close to the right of way, right?
It would make it less, but it's 16 feet long enough to cover most cars. The standard for parking spaces is 8 feet by 20.
Right.
Is it still going to be an open carport?
Yes.
Marcus.
Yes, sir.
Nothing's been listed as far as, or advertised as far as what's being brought back today. I mean, a 20 or a 24 or
no,
whatever.
No,
so
just
we could decide.
You can decide on encroachment to the degree that you choose to, or none.
Okay. Can someone tell me how far it is from the edge of the house, the front right corner, to the property line?
Right corner. I did not measure that. It overlaps somewhat, but 5 feet is the side yard setback.
Yeah, I'm talking about going toward the roadway.
Understand? Oh, front. Well, yeah, it's 33 feet from that front corner to the property line.
Got it. To the property line.
Yes. I don't.
It sits on the right of way.
Right. That would be the right of way.
By how much?
Done.
How much is it into the right of way? As it is right there. Into the right of way?
No, it's into the setback.
It's into the setback. I mean, setback. It's not into the right of way. Okay.
I meant that. I meant setback.
The existing structure is 23 feet. The 30 feet shown to the front of the house on the left is the 30-foot front yard setback that's platted.
Got it.
The structure is actually 3 feet back because there's that inset.
Right.
And so it's actually 23 feet, which shows it's a 7 feet to the property line in the front of the carport. It was as close as I could measure it.
As it's currently designed. But
yes, as it exists.
Taking 10
yes.
feet off, so it would be.
Then it would be 17 feet from the property line, that's correct. It'd be a 13-foot setback. What's that?
A 13 foot from the right of way.
13 feet from the, it'd be, if they cut back 10 feet, it would be a 13 foot front yard setback variance.
My concern is you cut it too short and then it doesn't become a garage, it becomes a place. I'm not talking, it has nothing to do with this resident today, it could be 10 years from now, and then it just becomes somewhere to store stuff. Just throw it under there, and it's no longer a carport. And we've said this many times, we have to save some from themselves. And I don't think cutting 10 foot off is...
I think that makes it worse.
As far as the setback, I mean, the variance, correct. But I would also like to just state that this yard is somewhat unique, because the front of this yard is adjacent to the rear side from the adjacent property. to me, this is not as much of a I mean, technically it is the same intrusion, but the impact is lessened because of the adjacent yard, in my opinion. And first of all, I would suggest to the, and I don't know that I can do this, but that it not be cut back 10 foot, that it cut back to 20 foot carport, whatever that makes it. And then I feel like the impact is lessened. You have that fence right next to it, and you connect it to the house, and it looks like one, and you don't take 17 feet off. That's my opinion.
I have a question. You did say it's not going to be enclosed. It's just going to be the columns and the roof.
Open, yes. An open carport.
An open carport. And so no garage door, none, yeah. So I tend to agree with you, Mr. Noah, that if you cut it short, it's not going to be of value to you. And down the road when you get ready to sell your house, it could affect the value of your house.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at the map here, the sketch. So I'd envision taking 6 feet off the end and making it a 20-foot long carport. And I agree that helps property values, not only for your house but for your neighbors, for the entire neighborhood. And being next to the fence, which is clearly another structure, even though it's someone's backyard and not front yard, they are adjacent to each other. So the impact is minimal. And having looked at satellite maps of the neighborhood, this yard is not similarly situated to other yards in the neighborhood. This is a very unique circumstance within this neighborhood, in my opinion. And I think if I were to vote in approval of what I've just stated, it would be for that reason. But I'm not making any
decision. I would like to make a motion to go ahead.
I just wanted to add that just bring to the board's attention that any motion that be made be conditioned upon the garage being attached to the home.
That will make some difference too in the length of it.
How far is the current edge of the carport from the home?
2 feet, 4 inches.
Okay. Now, they have enough room to walk around, but still be 20 feet.
So that is...
I'll make a motion that we allow the carport to be built, removing 6 foot from the current carport, making it 20 foot in length.
So it'd be a 15-foot variance.
And I make this because I believe that it will not cause detriment to the community, because this house is not similarly situated as others in the neighborhood with the adjacent backyard backing up to this carport. This is a unique situation in that neighborhood.
Is there a second?
Well, we need it to be attached.
And that it be attached.
Well, and we need to speak in terms of the variance rather than...
Well, how do you do that when...
It'd be a 13-foot front yard setback variance.
I amend my motion to 13-foot
front
yard setback variance.
I'm trying to hit all the... I know what I want, but I don't want... someone to think that this is okay to do anywhere in that neighborhood. This is unique. This is a different situation because of where that house is located.
Yeah. Attached to the home, 20 feet long, equals a 13-foot.
Correct.
Variance.
I'll second.
Everybody follow what we're doing?
I don't know that I do.
Simply put, it's got to be attached to the 13-foot setback.
I hope that's enough.
Is that right?
What do you have there, Council? Read that back to us.
Approval of petitioner's revised encroachment request, 13-foot front yard setback variance, with the condition that the garage is attached to the house. Does that kind of sum it up? Can we put in there also, and that this home is not...
Well, that would be part of the minutes.
That's fine.
It'd be part of the bonus. So.
I have one question. So basically, as I'm following along, the open carport needs to be attached to the existing structure with a reduction of 6 foot, which would give you a 13 foot setback.
Got it.
Right, and it may only be 4 feet if you already got 2 feet between the house and the carport.
That's not what my motion was. My motion was strictly a 13 foot.
13. Okay.
And if he gains another 2 foot,
by attaching to the house,
then that's
so you could end up with 22 feet instead of
4 feet. Because it's 2 foot, 4 inches. Clearance between the house and the carport.
Okay.
The eaves.
13-foot variance.
Right. That's right.
Okay. It really doesn't matter as long as I don't have to connect it anyway.
Right.
They can be creative.
Yeah.
Right. How buildings are. Oh, I'm one of them, sorry.
It's been approved unanimously. And Ms. Johnson, thank you for your patience and continuing to work with us. And we're happy to work with you.
That's right. We normally don't.
I hope I don't ever have to. This has been a ride, I tell you. I'm sure it has. And it's been a ride. Be sure to tell your neighbors, because some of them may, in the future, start to build something and just remind them. I'm not like everybody else. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. They need to put that on the sign that that's a unique process. So they can see it while it's there.
Thank you.
Good luck with the rest of this process.
Thank you. Mr. Latson, I'll bring you a picture when we get
there. I was glad to see it. Thank you, ma'am. Is there any other business anyone would like to discuss?
I haven't asked in a long time. Does that even be in
Jay, you probably know whether we're going to have a unified.
Is that out the door?
I don't think we'll ever have a unified.
So,
I mean, part of it is you got two government bodies.
Well, we've pretty much, I think, accepted the fact that the zoning ordinance isn't going to be unified, so it's not likely that these boards will ever.
No, everything's splitting up again.
Yeah, we're going the opposite direction now.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
That's
you don't want that to need to make your feelings known.
Well, we still have had no luck in getting another board member. I've tried. I've sent multiple emails to the county commission chairman and other commissioners. I copied you all on those emails and seen them. When I say I've received zero response from the chairman, I mean zero.
Well, your candidate wasn't involved in the political process, so that's usually what gets somebody moving is somebody who's been involved in the process.
Well, couldn't he propose somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't proposed anyone either. Either way, we're one person short here today, one person away from not having a quorum, and if that would have happened, Ms. Johnson would be coming back a fourth time.
Yeah.
And that's just...
No, it's not good. Mm-hmm.
And we're entering the summer season when people are going to be vacationing.
I will be gone next month, April.
It's okay. Have any cases.
Yeah, we may not have a meeting.
At least ships now. We luckily we started at 11 today instead of first thing in the morning. That's the only reason I'm here. So, and I will try again.
I think I don't think it's going to help.
Maybe a joint letter?
Make a phone call, something.
Well, I think a lot of us have the same
contracts.
So,
I think the other commissioners have even asked for an appointment and not been able to.
Well, they got to come to consensus.
Right.
Okay.
And it even took longer than normal for some of our other boards that they usually act on, you know, pretty quickly to replace members. So there's obviously a lot of politics behind.
I make a motion to adjourn so we can further talk about it.
Move.
To adjourn.
So is it being held up at the commissioner, the chairman's level? Is that what I'm hearing?